What would you do if your beloved mother was diagnosed with aggressive cancer and conventional treatments were failing? This was the question Dr. Annette Bosworth faced when her mother, affectionately known as Grandma Rose, was battling chronic lymphocytic leukemia. In 2016, the news couldn't have been worse. 98% of her bone marrow was consumed by cancer cells, with the disease doubling every 2 months. Another round of debilitating chemotherapy loomed as the only option, until a desperate daughter made an unexpected plea. "Mom, put off chemotherapy for 6 weeks and let me show you what I would do." This wasn't a reckless request. Dr. Bosworth had immersed herself in research about ketosis, a metabolic state where the body burns fat instead of carbohydrates. After discovering that cancer cells thrive on glucose but struggle to use ketones for fuel, after 30 days of self-experimentation to understand the process, she was ready to try something radical. When colleagues later asked what drove her to take such a risk with her mother's life, her answer became the rallying cry that would eventually title this book, "Fight It Any Way You Can." Most physicians confuse nutritional ketosis with dangerous diabetic ketoacidosis, though they're entirely different. Dr. Bosworth's interest grew from three discoveries. MD Anderson Cancer Center used ketosis before radiation therapy because cancer cells can't use ketones. Department of Defense research showed ketosis prevented seizures in Navy SEALs. And lifelong ketogenic diet patients had remarkably pristine brains with virtually no cancer at autopsy. Initially exploring ketosis for her mother's cancer treatment, Dr. Bosworth discovered numerous benefits centered on inflammation reduction. Mental clarity emerged as one of the most compelling reasons to maintain this lifestyle. Patients report feeling decades younger, mentally, with improved concentration. Even severely depressed patients experience brain re-energization on high-fat diets. Other benefits include natural hormone regulation with increased libido after 3 to 4 weeks, improved sleep quality, noticeable skin improvements after 2 to 3 months, from fewer pimples to a youthful glow, and reduced arthritis pain as ketones lubricate joints and decrease inflammation. Think of your body's energy system like a campfire. Carbohydrates are pine needles, quick to ignite with intense but short-lived energy, creating sugar rushes and crashes. When consumed, insulin drives sugars into cells where mitochondria process them, triggering inflammation. Fat functions like a dense log, slower to ignite but providing steady, sustainable energy for hours without fluctuations. When burning fat, your body produces ketones that deliver consistent energy without insulin spikes. Protein resembles twigs, burning longer than pine needles, but requiring either continuous renewal or the steady heat from fat to sustain. Essential, but not ideal as primary fuel. Your body follows strict fuel usage rules. Ketosis requires low blood sugar and insulin levels. You must eat fat to burn fat, which breaks the insulin cycle. Eliminating carbohydrates shifts your body to fat-burning mode within days, creating benefits from weight loss to cancer treatment. Insulin controls fat cell gates. When present, fat remains locked inside cells. To empty fat cells, you must stop producing insulin by eliminating carbohydrates. When Dr. Bosworth convinced her mother to try ketosis before chemotherapy, they purged Grandma Rose's pantry of carb-laden foods, canned vegetables, fruits, flours, sugars, honey, and hidden carbs and condiments. They restocked with ketosis-friendly options: beef bouillon, nuts, pickles, olives, coconut oil, sardines, olive salad, almond butter, liverwurst, heavy cream, eggs, sour cream, cream cheese, and butter. Within a week, both Grandma Rose and her husband had entered ketosis, comparing their ketone strip results daily. After initial keto flu symptoms, her energy surged, eliminating her need for daily naps. 6 weeks later, the oncologist ordered repeat tests because Grandma Rose's cancer counts had decreased by 30%, something that never happens. Noticing her healthier appearance, he asked what they'd changed. They exchanged glances and said, "Nothing," though he wasn't fooled. Despite setbacks, wavering discipline, foot surgery that compromised her immunity, and cancer recurrence, intensifying the ketogenic approach and implementing fasting dropped her CLL count from 145,000 to 30,000, even after stopping chemotherapy. Your body's blood sugar math reveals why seemingly healthy foods can be problematic. When you eat carbohydrates, only about 1 teaspoon, 4 to 7 grams, can circulate in your bloodstream before triggering insulin. A slice of bread adds 20 grams of carbs, and insulin forces the excess into storage cells, primarily as fat. This contradicts conventional advice that vilified fat while promoting carbohydrates. The science shows that foods triggering insulin, bread, cereals, fruits, beans, milk, promote weight gain, while those that don't, meats, eggs, leafy greens, full-fat cheese, support weight loss. Before insulin injections existed, type 1 diabetics survived on extremely low-carb diets, 10 grams carbs, 75 grams protein, 150 grams fat, an approach aligned with modern ketogenic principles, demonstrating how our understanding of metabolism has come full circle. The metabolic approach to cancer suggested that manipulating fuel sources could starve cancer cells while nourishing healthy ones. This revelation about ketosis protecting both brain and body was so compelling that Dr. Bosworth interrupted her practice to research further. Intermittent fasting differs fundamentally from low-calorie diets. While torture diets slow metabolism and increase stress hormones, making you tired, irritable, and constantly hungry, fasting sends your body the signal to release calories from storage. Only zero-calorie consumption truly activates fasting mode, which extends ketogenic chemistry and triggers ketone production. Fasting initiates autophagy, to eat thyself, removing cellular debris that prevents sagging skin after weight loss and may protect against neurodegenerative diseases by clearing protein buildup in the brain. Even a 12-hour daily fasting window provides benefits, though autophagy stops immediately upon eating. For Grandma Rose, 36-hour fasts twice weekly optimized her glucose, 70-80, and ketone levels. By her 5th week of chemotherapy, she discovered fasting days actually gave her more energy than eating days, demonstrating the powerful effects of this approach. The journey to ketosis isn't a temporary diet, but a sustainable lifestyle requiring 7 crucial steps. 1. Connect with a support group, meeting weekly for at least 6 months. 2. Check ketones daily for feedback. 3. Calculate protein intake using ideal body weight in kilograms as daily protein grams. 4. Eat until full. This isn't about starvation. 5. Eat fat without overthinking types, focusing on saturated and monounsaturated fats. 6. Manage minerals by adding salt to liquids and supplementing magnesium. 7. When in doubt, eat fewer carbs and more fat, maintaining your 20-gram carb limit. In a world where conventional medicine often falls short against challenging diseases, ketosis offers a powerful alternative, working with your body's natural metabolic pathways. Whether fighting cancer or seeking better health, sometimes the most powerful medicine isn't a pill or procedure, but changing the fuel that powers our bodies. Fight it any way you can. Your life may depend on it.